I am all in.
With Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, model in productions, iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia, iHeartPodcast. And I am joined by my intrepid crew, Daniel Romo, Suzanne French, Amy Sugarman. Tara Sood is on. We've just placed her on the injured reserved list. She is.
Not laughing. It's not funny. It's just funny how you said it. She hurt her ankle, like bad.
Really bad.
She will not be in the starting lineup today. And I don't even know if she's going to be able to come off the bench because she's on an airplane right now with a sprained ankle.
And I didn't want her to fly because she hurt her ankle. She slipped on a stair getting a mimosa for a celebrity like yourself. And she sprained her ankle.
For herself.
What'd you say?
It wasn't even for herself.
It wasn't for her. It was for another celebrity. And there's what? Like a goose egg sized something on her ankle now.
No.
Bad. What are you eating? I'm eating Cheerios and chocolate chips. What are you eating?
Trader Joe's rice crackers. They're unbelievable.
We better swallow. They complain when we chew, but I'm so hungry that I might faint if I don't.
I'm willing to take the slings and arrows.
Yeah, I kind of need to too.
These rice crackers are
Danielle fantastic. And I've had a rough week.
Really?
I have
two weeks actually.
Right. 2 weeks.
What? What happened?
I have anxious dizziness and anxious poops.
Oh, that's TMI, but that is, you know, we're open here.
And Danielle.
We're in a circle of trust. We can share.
We're in the safe space. You said we were in the safe space. And then Danielle called me and she said, I think there's an elephant sitting on my chest.
Like, what? I told her, I was like, I might be on the verge of a panic attack. But I'm not sure.
And here's what we can say. None of it caused by you, Scott.
None of it caused by you.
Oh, God. No way.
It's never Scott and it's never Ben or Ashley. If you listen to our shows, never Scott, never Ben or Ashley.
Well, it's good to know. I'm sorry, Danielle, that you're having. Look, right. You know what? Reroute the calls to me. Let me deal with them.
You do not want to.
I just dealt with a couple of bow hunks on the golf course. Let me tell you something. I can deal with people. Hunks.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. We all just need to deep breathe.
Do the box breathing technique. You know what the box breathe? Hey, Danielle, you know when you get like that? You know what you do?
Yeah, give it.
You do the box breathing. You go inhale through the nose for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. And then let it out of your mouth for 4 seconds. 4 seconds.
You know what I
and just keep doing that and it'll calm you down. This is how Marines and soldiers survive and stay calm in a live firefight with the enemy.
You don't seem like an anxious guy, Scott. Do you have anxiety?
Me?
Yeah.
Not really.
He's like, no.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't get the vibe that you had anxiety. Not Suzanne, really. How about you?
Oh yeah. Since I was
I'm a grounding person, so like when I get like this, I just go outside and lay in the
sun. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's what I usually do.
That's it. Get those vibrations coming out of the earth.
Gilmore Girls does not give me anxiety. I will say that. It really doesn't. Some shows do.
It's not really Gilmore Girls anymore. It's the antidote. It's like aliens from the planet Seventh Heaven came and inhabited all our characters. Not saying that that's, you know, Seventh Heaven's a great show and all that, but now Gilmore Girls, it's like Seventh Heaven Part 2.
There was the weirdest TikTok I saw the other day about Seventh Heaven. Danielle, did you watch Seventh Heaven?
Yes, I did.
Did you see the scene where Jessica Biel wants Barry Watson to practice kissing with her?
Super weird. No, I do not recall this.
And then the like Reverend Dad comes out and he's like, no big deal. I'm just like, what's happening?
that show was something else.
Well, yeah, when's the Seventh Heaven rewatch? Because it needs to happen. Anyway, go Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs. Season 7, episode 6.
Air date November 7th, 2006. Should we get into it after this break?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Let's take a break, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Planning to host this summer? Same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill, and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings, so I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. All right, we're back, everybody. Hope that didn't take too long. We do have a lot of sponsors clamoring to get on the podcast, and we love them. Danielle, take it away.
I will gladly take any anxiety medication sponsors. Come my way. Come my way.
I just need the Calm app. The Calm app. Talkspace.
BetterHelp therapy.
You know what you do? You just go, hi.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you make that noise.
Do that again. That makes it worse.
I agree. I totally agree. We are off the rails today.
How do you make it sound so snotty? Like, yang, yang. How do you do that? I'll try anything. I'm like doing the box breathing, but then the internet said to sigh as it goes out. So you pour in, hold it, and then you go.
That's how
they
Jack
teach that
Nicholson,
in yoga too.
Jack Nicholson prepares to act in a scene, and he does that. He lays on his back with his knees up, and he goes.
Yeah.
He does that about 100 times.
Oh God! All right. Before everyone tunes out, this is season 7, episode 6. Go Bulldogs! Air date November 7, 2006. Christopher talks Lorelai into visiting Rory during parents' weekend at Yale, but is surprised to see Emily and Richard doing the same. Meanwhile, Rory is busy at the paper with breaking news. Luke meets April's swim coach, who convinces him to take her adult swimming class.
Crazy, you guys.
Yeah, she was. Whoa. Those are my favorite scenes. That was one of my favorite.
So good. The swimming. I can't wait to talk about it. Okay. Yeah. Do you know how to swim?
Me?
Yeah.
I was a swimming champion as a boy.
So Scott knows how to swim, but Luke, not so much. Continue, Daniel.
No, that was the
song. Oh, that was it.
I turned my back on competitive swimming at age 12.
But still, you were good.
I was pretty good, yeah.
Scott was good at
that lady was totally nuts. totally nuts. And also, obviously, Emily and Richard are going to be at Parents Weekend. That was the most obvious thing ever. Why would she think they wouldn't be?
So whatever.
Because they're not parents.
Yeah, but I go to grandparents and special friends day. Anyone can go. What do you think overall of this episode?
I'd never seen an episode of Seventh Heaven, but it seemed like it was an episode of Seventh Heaven. It had really? No edge.
Oh, no edge. It was too vanilla.
It was very neutral.
I feel like they're throwing away a lot of Luke in this, and I did not like it.
Well, there's no conflict in it. There's no stakes. There's no...
Right.
Even the ending was like kind of like blah. Nothing. Like, there's no cliffhanger. There's no tension.
It was like the car scene. It was like, let's just end on Rory smiling. Like
Right. A lot of smiles.
Yeah.
It was kind of cornball. Gilmore.
Oh, cornball.
It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It was just sort of nothing.
Suzanne, agree. It was just fine.
Uh-huh.
It's just fine.
Yeah.
Not mad at it. I had a couple giggles.
I had some giggles with the swim coach stuff. I thought she was great.
I had some. I'm scared. I did too,
I will get there, but I'm annoyed that it then turned into her trying to ask you. I don't know why
it was weird. She was a weird character.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm just like, this is so not Luke. Can you not do this?
And like, who does that on a date? Let me tell you all about my ex-boyfriend. Like, nobody does that.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Well,
some of us.
Rachel from Man from Rules did.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I've had some odd first dates. Let me tell you.
I think Suzanne should go through it. I think she's really good at it.
Well, thank you.
And the people like it.
Okay, sure.
The people being Amy and Danielle.
Yeah. We're writing a ton of messages on the Instagram vouching for you right now.
I just wanted to get my stuff in early because I'm shutting up the whole episode.
No, so they, Scott, they don't want you to walk away. Although you got a lot of support out there. Many people agree with you. 7 out of 8 dentists agree with you.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hey, that was the one that, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I don't like wearing
that. Such a safe space. We're like, I've got the poop. Scott's missing a tooth.
How you doing there?
I thought you had a temporary one to put in there.
It's not comfortable on my gum.
Oh. Are we what they'd call a motley crew?
Oh, God, yes.
We might be, yes. We're pretty motley. Oh, yeah. Some weeks we're motlier than others.
Yeah, this is a particularly motley week.
Yeah, it's like
Tara, she's like injured, like from mess.
It's like we've been on tour for 6 months and we're just like losing. Yeah,
I might pass out at any moment. Danielle's got to go to urgent care.
Yeah. Like,
oh, mess. I've been taking my blood pressure. Raise your hand if you have a blood pressure tester at home.
I don't.
Danielle and I, of course.
Mm-mm. Listen, send them my way. I will fix them.
We know. We actually,
send them my way. Danielle, send them my way.
That'd be an interesting match.
I'll fix them right.
Suzanne, over to you. All right.
So the opening, I actually thought the opening was kind of cute. So Lorelai's on the phone with Emily.
Agreed.
Pretending that she's leaving a message. And Emily is like, she's just totally playing her. And Emily's like screaming and yelling, I'm here. I'm here.
That was actually really good.
I thought that was pretty clever.
That was good. Now, thank you to whoever sent this on social. Jackie, I'm throwing you a curveball. I need you to pull up that scene. Allegedly, the movie they're watching says something that you can hear, like, my ex-wife was better at decision-making, something. We need to listen to what they are hearing on the television in that scene. Because everyone thinks it was intentional.
Oh.
Jackie's on that while we keep talking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was a cute scene up until the point where you realize that, like, Christopher's there.
I didn't mind it. I was like, it's okay. He's still cute for me.
Yeah, it was okay.
Although he acts like a big dork in this episode later. Ugh, but right now, yes. He's still okay.
Yeah. And then after the opening, we're in the kitchen. Christopher brings coffee and croissants. And there was a cute line about cafe au lait. She's like, oh
yeah.
Like, she's coffee. Trying to. Oh, right.
He's learning French. Yeah.
That was kind of cute.
ish, a little forced.
It just seems like Lorelai's unhinged.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of crackling with nervous energy.
And, yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's all just too much.
Yeah. I'm learning French. Olay. Wee. Like, it's just like, oh God. Frenetic. Is that the word? A bit frenetic. Yes.
Yeah.
That would be the word.
Yeah. So big pile of mail on the table because she only opens it once a month, which, you know, actually that's not a bad strategy.
I agree.
Because you only pay your bills once a month anyway, so you don't
need to. And we all pay them online now that I really only open my junk mail and then I just separate it out. Here's
that's
the
all there is now is junk mail.
Yeah. And occasionally something from the DMV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, I have to hold on
or
to
a medical bill.
Yeah.
A residual check.
Or a jury summons.
Or a jury summons, indeed.
Yeah. So in this pile of mail is a flyer for Parents Weekend, which just happens to be that coming weekend. So she calls Rory, says your parents are coming. Rory's surprised, like, why would you do that?
Right.
Setting the stage, you know, setting the tone that Lorelai doesn't come to these sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. Which I kind of understand, because where I went to college was 45 minutes to an hour away from my house. And I used to do the same thing. I'm like, Mom and Dad, totally, you guys can get lunch with me whenever you want.
Don't come
to my parents never came to a parents weekend. I went
only
to
the
school.
Sorority stuff they did go to, because that's like kind of special. But like the school stuff, ugh, no.
Well, I'd just be like, see you at the football game.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, that was pretty much how it was for me too. But Christopher wants to see the gemstones of Yale.
Parents weekend, jeez. See you at Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Seems like a pain. Who's Zimph? But I'm sure we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, did they? Yeah, she says that. And then we go to the diner. Kirk and Lulu are being cutesy and she's sharing her muffin with
this
him.
This is funny, actually.
Very cute moment with Luke being a dad and making April's lunch.
Yep.
And she leaves it on the counter. And, you know, Luke, of course, knows everything she needs. Do you have your swimsuit? Do you have your sweater? Do you have your protractor?
Your protractor.
Dad moment.
That was a good moment. I hadn't thought about a protractor in a long time.
it's one of those things you use in seventh grade and then you never
see it. Yeah, and then it's never to be seen again.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. And it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So, if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to astroproallergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. You know, one of the things that dawned on me when I was watching that scene is that we're getting very far down the road in this new reality where, and it's disturbing for me.
Like we're getting distance from Luke and Lorelai.
Yeah. It's just a whole different show.
Yeah.
It's hard getting used to it, right? Mm-hmm.
That's why I have to find the parts that I like and just be grateful for those because
we're not getting that early season
feeling back again.
It doesn't seem to be returning. Yes. It's a whole different animal. It's a whole different animal.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you said that, Scott, because I had the same exact feeling with this episode. And what I was trying to express earlier was what you just said. And I kept being like, they're doing what they're doing to Luke as what they did to Lane. You know, like how Lane and Rory used to be such a unit and then Rory left and then Lane was kind of left behind and they're trying to find all these different storylines for her to make it work. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt about Luke. I felt like Luke and Lorelai were the moment. And even before they were even together, Luke was very much a moment. And now that they're not together, they're trying to find things for Luke that I don't think makes sense.
But okay, right, they don't make sense, but I have to tell you, I enjoyed acting them and I enjoyed watching them. I just wish they could have mixed that kind of stuff because that was really good writing for Luke.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would have been much better if that stuff existed,
like if he was
when I was with Lorelai,
like he's learning to swim and Lorelai comes to the pool and we're not trying this bit with this swim coach.
Yeah.
But we're still doing the same stuff. And even the making of the lunch, I kind of agree with you.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you there.
Yeah. I think that's the valid point.
Yeah.
And then Kirk says he's suffocating from
hilarious.
Lulu. Kind of a carryover from the last episode where both his mom and Lulu were kind of putting pressure on him. And then April had left, but she came back because she left her lunch on the counter. And then Luke gives a cute little smile at her. I noticed like in these more recent episodes, there's a lot of like shots of just the character smiling.
Yeah.
Like, there's that seems to be a favorite of, I don't know if it's
favorite move.
If it's the DP or the director or who decides on that. But I did notice that, did you see the director was Will Schreiner?
Who is that?
Isn't that the guy from, oh gosh, now I can't think of it. He's from something.
I'm looking it up.
I was going to say.
Okay. It's now, of course, after, as soon as I said that, it like
Three Men and a Baby
escapes my brain.
No,
I don't know what I'm thinking of.
He is an American actor and comedian. So I do think you're right.
He's a comic actor.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Okay. Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah, he was
Will Schreiner.
He was fairly prominent in his day.
Yeah, he was on Becker with my boy Ted Danson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
So he's done a lot of acting work.
Yeah,
you were right. Ish.
Was he on Three Men and a Little Lady?
Sometimes that's all I can get. So then we go to the Dragonfly, and Michelle and Suki are arguing about who's going to be in charge of the front desk, which I thought was kind of weird because why would Suki want to be in charge of the front desk?
Like, Thank you. Mm-hmm. It was dumb. Yeah. We all know that she owns the place. Like, it was kind of like,
Yeah.
It was...
It was a little funny they kept calling him Captain, but otherwise.
And then new vegetable guy comes in, Harvey Tuttle, and he's got a basket with
beautiful basket.
I know,
vegetables. And
this did make me laugh.
Yeah, it was kind of a funny, funny little thing.
Although I want to dig into Ratatouille, but I don't think I like Ratatouille. I don't know that I've ever been. Was that what she was making? Ratatouille? Yes.
I'm not sure what it is. What is it?
Just like a bunch of chopped up vegetables.
Yeah. I just think of that. The kind of that mouse.
The mouse.
Yeah. Ratatouille.
It's, I think it's eggplant based, but it's like a bunch of chopped up vegetables and then you simmer it. And
ooh.
It's like when you go to an Italian restaurant and you ask for something vegetarian. This is probably what they give you.
I don't think it would be good for my certain situation right now.
No.
Best to not go for the veggies right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably stay away from
those. Oh, tomatoes, zucchini, peppers, onions, and eggplant.
Okay.
That's going to be a no for me.
No, I can, I don't mind that. I don't mind
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Scott, you would like either. That.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. Get a little and Mediterranean then, thing.
Yeah, though. Mediterranean is a good diet, like though.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jump in the ocean at midnight, Greece. It'd be wonderful.
And then we go to the pool. So we got outside of Stars Hollow. We got outside of
Warner Brothers. Yeah, that was exciting. Where was that pool?
We got to do a little location shoot there. That was probably fun.
Jackie, can you see where that pool was? I'd like to know where that pool was. Indoor pool, not my favorite, but yeah.
Yeah, they're a little humid and
stuff. Do you remember, Scott? Do you remember where you filmed that?
I do not.
Yeah, I was going to get bet money on that, Danielle. But I don't remember. Indoor pool, though, you think, yeah, I'm not a big
like
fan
USC
of
or something,
pool.
UCLA.
No,
I don't know.
No.
And then, so this is where we meet the swim coach, and Luke says he doesn't know how to swim, which I thought was interesting for a guy that likes to go out on his boat and go fishing.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
I put a huge flag, and he does say he doggy paddles, so that we were like, okay, at least like he kind of knows. But I was like, no, there is no chance this dude does not know how to swim. No chance.
And I agree with you.
No chance.
I think if I remember correctly, I'm sure that the fans will either back me up or correct me. There was some point where Lorelai said something to him about swimming at the lake.
Yeah.
I can't remember what episode it was, but she said made some comment about, I've seen you with your shirt off at the lake or something.
Oh, yeah. When they were younger or passing by each other at the...
So
to stand.
I don't know. I don't know if
also he threw his nephew in water, which I think somebody who doesn't swim wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Doesn't track, but
kind of had to suspend our disbelief on that one, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then
suspend our disbelief.
Yeah.
Swim coach is nuts.
The swim coach, she's not yet.
Nuts in the pool, right?
Yeah. So then she's like, oh, I started this class last week. You won't have missed that much if you take it. And then April thought this was hilarious.
Yeah.
Which she was cute. And she's
did you notice she said, let's call mom. That was a little cutesy for me with the mom and dad. Just saying.
I mean, I thought it was cute that she's finally calling him dad.
Agree. I like that too. But then let's call mom.
Yeah.
Made it like one big happy family, but what else?
Yeah. So then we go to Yale, and then this is kind of where things took a turn for me. I kind of like checked out after that. Like the whole Yale stuff, it just was not interesting to me. I just didn't, I don't know. No. Okay, so the pool apparently was in Glendale, but we don't know exactly.
We don't know where.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It could have been like a YMCA or something like
that.
Yeah. So they check in with the name tag. So this is where the weird name tag comes in, because Lorelai was suggesting that they do silly name tags for the two of them. Like, and I can't remember what the examples she gave were, but one of them was Zinfandel, like the wine.
Right. Oh, is that what it was?
That's where the Zin came from. Right. And but then Christopher like,
and his was I'm Rory Gilmore's dad or something.
Yeah, it was like, hello, I'm Rory Gilmore's dad, Christopher.
right on the middle of the chest.
I think because he's just a kind of a dork.
Yeah.
What is that?
I put it on the leg. That's where the cool kids do it. I learned that from being backstage at concerts for so many years.
You got it.
Because I'm so famous.
Uh-huh.
no, I basically was getting people water backstage, but you put it on like your pants. That's what the cool kids do.
Right.
And then it doesn't like brush up against stuff as much, like on your jacket, it falls off and stuff. So there's like this hyper girl at the check-in table, and she was
She was so happy to be at Yale.
Yeah, the whole thing was a little zany, I thought. And
we all know that person, though. We all know that person.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, hi, mom and dad. Welcome to Parents Weekend.
She's like, I go here. Okay, thanks. So they're looking at the activities list and they call Rory, but she's busy because they have to put out a parents weekend edition of the paper. So they're trying to decide what to do. And while that boring conversation is happening, then Luke is at the pool where he's
and
learning.
Now she got weird.
Yeah. This is where she's like got her hands all over him.
It's weird. That really
was
weird.
I thought that was weird. And then doing breathing.
She's ignoring the other guy.
Yeah. She's like, you're fine, Harold, or whatever his name was. And then so she gives him. So, okay, I just get annoyed at weird things. It bothered me that when they got out of the pool, she gave him a flyer.
Yeah, like, that
was still
weird.
Dripping wet and his hands are wet and she's handing him this piece of paper. It's like, it's going to get all wet.
It was,
But that was kind of nitpicky. But so she gives him her phone number.
On the team roster or something.
On the team, right. And so that was just a quick little... I thought this was... Now, we were talking earlier about Luke... To me, that scene almost felt like, because the coach could have, I mean, maybe it would have been awkward, but the coach could have asked Luke out when he first met her when
too soon, I feel like, too soon.
Well, lesson is like the next day or 2 days later, but my point where I was trying to go was we talked about how, you know, they took Luke and Lorelai away from us. So I feel like they put that pool scene in because it's like, well, we took the relationship away from you. So here, let's give you some eye candy and let you look at Luke without a shirt on. Because
there's
no other point for that scene to me.
I thought it was just to get him a date. It was like a way to get him a date.
I mean, that's what they used it for, but there were plenty of other ways.
How do you feel about being in Baywatch, Scott? Well, did it come back to you at all when you're like, I'm in that pool with that random lady?
I haven't done a lot of topless.
So right, I know.
I don't care for them.
A few bedroom scenes with Lorelai, that was like very shirtless.
Extremely.
Bow chicka bow bow.
Jackie, mute him.
For people that like didn't listen to the beginning and just forwarded through, they're not interested what that just was.
It's kind of weird for me. I'm not gonna look. Let's be honest. It's weird for me now, those scenes compared to how I used to watch them, because like we're so tight now.
Right.
I know, but it's okay. We have to address it. Back in the day, I probably was like, but now I'm like, this is weird. And she was so weird and making me so uncomfortable that it was just like kind of cringy.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I was like, weird.
Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So side note, speaking about the pool, Jackie did some more digging and it was a YMCA pool.
Yeah.
So that was a guess on my part, but
good job.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, it's kind of like seeing, it's weird how I'm like less uncomfortable seeing Lorelai with Christopher. I don't really want to see Luke with anyone else.
I agree.
I'm kind of like, that's not cool.
But if you're going to put him with somebody, put him with somebody that's unexpectedly nuts.
Crazy. Yeah.
Which, because it was fun.
Yeah. And then you know what was fun about it was when you got home and told April.
No, anyway. I thought the dinner was fun.
Well, yeah, because she was so nuts.
No, I don't mind seeing Luke with Anna. Unpopular opinion.
Oh, wow.
I don't mind it.
Ooh.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, wow, wow. That would have been,
that is something to think about. Something.
Have a dish of that. You didn't expect that coming out of the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I might have liked cool. that. He's calm, cool, collected. Like, you know, I don't know.
Luke and like Anna.
It. Yeah, another unpopular opinion, but Luke and Anna make sense. I think
I do like the vibe. I mean, if they're going to go with Laura like Christopher, right. Hey man, you got to try a little Luke and Anna.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can see the vibe thing, but
it's Cheryl and Fenn.
Yeah, it's Cheryl and Fenn.
I couldn't see him with like getting back together with the woman that hid his child from him for 12.
Agree. We've all really forgiven her for that, and yet it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would be mad forever.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I could forgive that.
Scott.
No, come on. Nobody can stay mad that long.
Oh, Scott, if that was real life and it was you, you would be furious forever.
Yeah, no, because you have to let it go for the sake of the child. You don't want the child to be around that kind of tension.
I guess.
Well, okay, it's also fair. Like, what are you going to do now? Can't rewind.
Right. You got to move on. You have to move. You can't carry that around.
Yeah. Fair.
No way.
I'll admit when I'm wrong.
So then we go to this cringy brunch at Yale. And everyone seems to know who Rory Gilmore is.
Right. Weird.
Ethan's parents, I guess, like they read her name on the paper because, you know, on the masthead of the paper.
Right.
And then, you know, some of the dads are talking about, you know, the homework and the practices.
I guess, though, like at my school, everyone knew who Doug Bryan was because he was the kicker of the football team. And he was like amazing.
Doug Bryan. I knew him.
Yeah, but in college.
Yeah, because he went on to play at the 49ers and the Saints. And he like, I think he won a Super Bowl.
I was just kidding.
You did? You were? Oh, my God. I believed you because like maybe Rory's the Doug Bryan of Yale. Like everyone knows who she is.
The editor of the paper.
Right.
You know, like all these kids.
Berkeley.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't know. Right. I guess there's I don't know how many students there are at Yale, like 20,000. I mean, I just thought it was weird.
More.
I think more.
So 40, then 20, I just thought it was weird that they 30. Would all know her. Like I went to a huge university and I don't have the slightest idea who the editor of the paper was, but
paper?
But that's the Yale Daily News. That's different.
Yeah, it's pretty major.
That's a major.
What was the
14,000 or just under 15,000?
15,000 for Yale. Huh?
This says undergraduate enrollment of 6,000.
Wow.
We've got conflicting information.
What year?
I mean,
Yale
I guess
University if the is kid a private was, institution.
If he's an aspiring journalist, maybe he was already working on the paper. I don't know. But maybe. Whatever. So they're all talking about, you know, the dad stuff they've done over the years. And Chris is, you know, just sort of like nodding, like he's smiling and then you see the smile fade and he's kind of nodding, you know, he's
right because he didn't do
diddler. I didn't do that stuff.
Exactly. The pouting, you can see the pouting. And then Emily and Richard are there. I don't know. I didn't like that conversation.
It was kind of dumb, but I expected them to be there.
I did not. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't. So as a parent, like my own parents who are the grandparents, they don't come to stuff unless they're invited. Like they don't just show up at my kid's school.
Right. But they were paying for Yale. He went to Yale. He's a professor at Yale. It fully tracked for me. I was like, of course they're here.
Now I'm putting the red flag down on that. I mean, especially from Lorelai's point of view, I would not have ever expected to run into my parents there.
What was weird is that Rory didn't say, oh, grandma and grandpa are coming too.
I think the surprise was that Lorelai was there at all, which surprised Richard and Emily because they're the ones that are consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I get that Emily was surprised. But the other part of that too was that apparently they've been going every year and Lorelai had no idea. Like,
well, right. But Rory should have been like, oh, like if my mom was like, oh, we're coming in to see you at school, I would have been like, Gaga and Papa are coming too. Like, that would be so normal to say. It's weird that Rory didn't say that.
Yeah. I don't know. I had an issue with the whole thing. So
it was also boring. That's my thing.
It was boring. It just went way too long. It was too much of a boring conversation. And then they were talking about her name tag and she's like, oh, it's the secret Yale code. I'm like, what? This is just dumb. Can we just go to the next scene? I just thought that bit went way too long.
Yeah.
Had a shorter little
and even Christopher, like feeling bad about being a bad dad, went on too long.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So the whole brunchy thing I thought was interesting.
The food was interestingly delicious, though.
And then they go to the lecture. Okay.
Wow.
That's wow. I don't know. Were you? It just annoyed
Christopher asks a physics question.
Oh yeah, didn't he ask about dark matter or something?
Really?
So ridiculous. And then like Lorelai's she's being rude, using the phone and talking whole time, and
then he turns into Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
And like, what happened? What's going on here?
Yeah, it was weird. It was just like suddenly Christopher is like this intellectual guy that has this question about, you know.
But you know what? It's still Gilmore Girls, and I still loved it.
I agree. I actually agree.
Every second of this.
Well, someone should.
I still am happy we have it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although, as we're talking, I'm much more interested in Scott's nasally and Danielle's panic attack. I'm like, that conversation was a hint more compelling for me, but whatever.
But Lorelai does have the idea that they will beat Richard and Emily out by taking Rory to the fancy French restaurant for lunch. Mm. And so she's trying to make
I'm struggling to stay.
I might sleep. Like, it's asleep.
Seriously.
It's like they should rename the episode Watching the Paint Dry.
Yeah, like, okay. Yeah. And we're like at the paper and then we're like inviting all. Then suddenly they bop into the paper, right? And it's just like, let's all go to lunch. What?
Yeah. You know. There just wasn't any payoff. There was no
like way to put it.
A good Gilmore episode has tons of planting seeds and then harvesting crops, and the crops are the laughs, and there's lots of seeds planted and lots of laughs to be had, and this just didn't plant enough seeds or
it was just
kind of flat.
Like here's a really bad sign. This is really bad, and I'm going to admit it. And for everyone listening, I'm going to really try and spice things up because I'm sort of like, is it time for pop culture yet? Like, I'm a little bit like, I don't care.
Yeah.
The creme brulee talk that went on and on.
Yeah, right.
Like that thread that ran through the whole episode.
And he's inviting everyone skiing. Sorry. Okay, I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah, no, dragonfly, and Suki's feeling guilty about her vegetables got for free, which
I know, right?
Why would you feel about that? Like, free food.
Right. Just use it. It's going to go to waste.
That's like, what Jackson would have said. Like,
calm yourself.
Cared. I don't know. It's like, yeah.
Worst.
I felt like she was cheating on him or something.
Worst trepidation. Forced.
Although, yeah, I understand. Forced. I understand that she felt she was cheating and that was kind of cute, but like,
yeah.
And then when she put that ratatouille in the sink and I thought she was going to like throw it down, I got fully uncomfortable. I was like, dude, don't waste food.
Yeah.
And then I was happy that it was in the sink, but nothing was touching it. So I was like, oh, he can leave and she can pull it back out. Like, yeah. That's what I was thinking about rather than what they were talking about.
Right. Right.
I was super fixated on like the ratatouille pot in the sink and like, don't get it near the sponge or the Ajax or whatever.
Yeah. Oh. Like, not concentrating on the dialogue or the plot.
No.
That stuff. So then we go over to the diner. We're back with Kirk and Luke. And Kirk says he's breaking up with Lulu. He says as of 0700 this evening, which doesn't make sense because 0700 by definition is in the morning. But whatever.
How do you say 0700 at night? It's 16 or something.
1900.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, 1900.
16, 19, whatever. I couldn't do the math that
you
bad.
Add 12.
Got it.
So I did think it was kind of cute when Luke like put his arm around Kirk and was like, you are not gonna break up with this really nice girl.
Who we're all shocked likes you.
Right, exactly. I don't know what she sees in you.
Right. That's
kind of a cute moment. I didn't
very.
I mean, Luke and Kirk together is usually pretty funny.
So. That's money. That is money.
I agree. And it was sweet. And it was, for me, that was good.
That was the spinoff for me.
That was the best scene. One of the best scenes. That was good.
That's the spinoff that I pitched to Warner Brothers.
Did you really? Or are you just saying that?
No, I did. I did. I sat down.
That would have been cute.
In the executive dining room, and I pitched the very thing. It's like, and they're saying, well, we'd miss all the characters and the audience would miss the characters that aren't there. And I said, yeah, but if
you just add some more quirky characters.
You just have different characters.
Just wait till Bunheads, you guys. Wait till Bunheads, because that's basically what they did. They kind of took like an inkling of Gilmore and added a bunch of kooky characters around it.
Yeah. My husband and I watched Bunheads when I forget what it was on, and it really feels like the lost season of Gilmore
Girls. I totally agree with you, Suzanne.
Is it just one season?
I thought it was two. Oh gosh, it's going to be a quick
and it kind of leaves you hanging because there's like a bunch of unresolved questions at the end, but it was good. I mean,
it was good. It was yes, it was. I think you're onto something that it was sort of like. It had the Gilmore-iness that we sort of lost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it had Amy and Dan.
Exactly.
One
season. And
to answer fan questions, because I've seen some posts. I've seen a couple of posts. And they want to know why Amy and Dan, Amy's name is still on the show as executive producer.
She created it, right?
Because she created it, yes. Yep. So she's still getting paid.
Example, if you all get your wish and get rid of me one day, my name will still be on it because I created this.
No, didn't we co-create it?
Your name will always be on it too.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Yes, but we can't get rid of either of us because we did it together.
You cannot.
Yeah. I can't quit you.
Then we have Christopher and Lorelai coming into the newsroom, and Rory doesn't see them at first, so they're just kind of watching her in action and talking about her being
at this
boss.
Point it's like the couple that wouldn't go away.
Yeah
It was like a horror film.
They were sort of fun though. Here I could have done without the lecture and just jumped to this. They were sort of cute, and then it got weird. And Paris, then when she she's all, hey Chris.
He gets into his show-offy mode about how loaded he is and invites the whole newsroom to lunch at Zinjustan, which I don't know why they gave it such a weird name, but they did. And Rory kind of has this weird look on her face, like, why are you doing this? And even Lorelai was like, okay, let's go have lunch.
They could have just invited Paris.
Yeah. It was
like that would have made sense. Like well, that is her friend. Yeah, I don't know. It was very odd.
Christopher, and he wants to show off how much money he has, and he wants to be the bro. And you know,
yeah, I thought he was just flexing. Like I'm gonna be the dad. I'll be the dad.
How many times did he say totally? Totally. Oh, God, you can totally come up.
We should totally. We should totally add that up.
Yeah.
Right. And then I think people play a drinking game when I say totally.
Then it goes straight from the newsroom to the restaurant. And now we're talking about, I guess, winter vacation and ski resorts. And
now the restaurant, looked fake. You guys, the restaurant looked fake.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Very fake.
Yeah. It looked like a soap opera set.
Yes. They went right over to Days of Our Lives and just did the scene there.
Yeah. And, you know, some guy was like, well, can I rent skis? And Christopher's like, oh, I'll loan you some of mine. Oh, God, stop.
I'm just asleep.
And I did like the part where Lorelai looks at Rory and says, these people aren't your friends, are they? And she's like, no, not really.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I was like, no, what have you done here?
It was fine. Like, it's all fine. Like, here's what I recommend about season 7. Watch it while you're doing something else. Right. Ironing, doing some emails, paying your bills. Right.
That's a good point. Checkbook. You really don't need to pay that close.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
Because you're not missing much. You're not
like
missing,
cooking dinner, you're doing not missing folding witty the towels. Lines.
You're not missing great pop culture references. It's just like kind of like, okay.
It's kind of fun, background entertainment.
Yeah. I am going to say, I fell asleep to this episode twice.
Oh, so, yeah. Fine.
Oh.
Such a bad sign.
You know how everyone now watches Friends to just fall asleep?
Yeah.
You know,
really? Do they?
That's what it did to me. Well, yeah, because you've seen every episode 5 times. You just
but they watch Gilmore to fall asleep, too.
A lot of people.
Yeah. You know how many husbands I've had come up to me and say, my wife insists that we go to sleep to Gilmore Girls. I go to sleep.
Speaking of, I have a question about that. Mm. How many married couples go to sleep at the same time? Mm. Is that common? I am
probably
not...
very, very few.
That's what I would say. Like,
yeah.
I'd say as the marriage
usually like goes... within half an hour of each other. Yeah.
Really?
We get in bed together at the same time, but my husband's always up way later than I am.
Same. Ooh. Hours.
Yeah.
I'm up hours later. Hours. For those of you who think I have no one in my life, you're wrong. They always write that. But anyway.
Comes out.
Yeah. Come on. You don't know everything about me.
You're on fire today.
I think it's because I've been so anxious that something happens when because I think I have too much cortisol or what's the other stress hormone? So then when it finally adrenaline. So then right now I'm in a better space and then I'm just almost loopy. Like whatever comes 3 shades before loopy because my body's like finally calming down. Yep.
Okay, cool. That's great. Have you been doing your
calm is good.
Have you been doing your meditation?
Yeah, I've been doing meditations non-stop. Yeah.
No, it's good stuff.
Totally agree.
It's good stuff.
Did we finish the episode?
No.
I was like, wait, what? Still.
We're just having a good time with each other today. Yeah. We are.
I like it.
Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Okay, so we're still at the restaurant at the Weird Lunch. Their phones all go off because of this breaking news about
which is so crazy because that's my phone's been going off all week for the same breaking news.
Right, wasn't
there, exactly. There's a protest and there's protest. Oh. Like that was weird. I was like, okay.
And you know, it was really odd in this episode, and we'll go back to when the guy was bragging about his kid making a Whirlpool generator. Nick comes home last night from robotics and said one of the things we did was make a Whirlpool generator.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Freaked me out.
That is weird.
Yeah. That is weird. Pretty
funny. Yeah. But life imitates art, imitates life. Chicken and the egg.
Hopefully yours will explode in the middle of the night and cost you $3,200 to repair the tile damage.
That's talk to me. What happened?
On the show, that guy was saying his kid's thing exploded in the middle of the night and damaged the tile.
Yeah, good memory, because that was super boring for me that I was like, I don't care about your kid.
Ethan.
So,
Ethan, oh my God, Scott, you remembered his name.
Ethan.
Wow.
There was a little chuckle when everybody leaves and then they bring, you know, 10 things of creme brulee and 10 things of cognac to the table. That was a little amusing. Little chuckle there. Not a laugh, but
barely a chuckle for me.
Yeah. And then we go to Luke's apartment and he's about to go out on his date. So Lane.
Now, oh my God, we haven't had the date yet?
No, we haven't had the date yet. Now, Amy, I thought this was interesting that Lane was there to babysit. Now, April is 13. And Amy, when you were 13, like we were the babysitters at 13.
100%. I was being paid to babysit people.
Like we didn't have babysitters at 13.
No. My baby brother is 5 years younger than me and barely had a babysitter because I was
I don't know if that was Luke's overprotectiveness or... Because it was, I don't know why
absolutely. Over
but I don't think he paid Lane. I think it was more like, hey, can you come over and play games with April while I'm at this weird date?
Yeah, maybe he just didn't want her to get bored or something. Although I don't think April ever gets bored because she'll just read a book.
Exactly.
So I don't know. That was kind of weird. But it was, I mean, it was good. That was the first time we got to see the episode. It was cute.
And were we to assume she was sort of adjusting because... She was adjusting her body because of the pregnancy.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
That's what I thought too.
Odd.
Which was kind of odd, but
hugely uncomfortable yet. But
right.
I don't know. Yeah.
Danielle, quiet down.
Luke had a nice jacket. That was
so noisy. Always interrupting. Yeah. Danielle, knock. Just calm down.
You too. Simmer down over there, Scott.
Hot flash up in here, if anyone's wondering. I'm having a hot flash. I'm a joke. I've got a full fan out. Like, this is just...
Okay, let's slog through these last couple scenes.
It is a slog. Long and boring. Like,
we still have a bunch to go. Okay, so let's see. Where are we?
It was like, you know how usually in an episode there's like one filler scene? this whole episode was filler scenes.
Yeah. So now we finally get to the date. Eventually, we finally get to the date. We're at the restaurant, which
vegan,
like the other restaurant, looks completely fake.
Totally vegan, fake vegan.
Restaurant.
I got some chuckles out of that.
I thought the scene was fun. Like the Luke's reactions to her were pretty funny.
Agree. Good acting by like, do you want Scott drink Patterson? Please.
At your service.
Yes. Good job on that. She was a little crazy. She did that actress did a good job too.
Kind of famous. We were trying to find her. She's sort of famous.
Always great when you have somebody to play off like that.
Was she Mia Kotet?
That sounds very familiar.
Yeah, I think she is.
She was great.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mia Kotet.
But she had such great timing.
She played kind of nutty. Great.
The timing was impeccable.
Yeah.
That's why that scene popped, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd order at a vegan restaurant, but I have been to, what's that one that's so famous in LA? Madre.
Oh my God.
Madre Su Madre.
Gracias Madre.
Gracias Madre. Which I didn't even know was vegan. That it's totally good. You wouldn't even know.
It's right on the corner of Walk and Don't Walk.
Okay. So the date, I thought that they could have made the date scene longer and cut down some of the other scenes. Like that.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Right.
Some of the Yale scenes.
And frankly, I like the scenes with April the best in the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm like the Scott and Kirk or Luke and Kirk and Luke and April were probably the highlights of the whole thing.
Yeah. So then we go back to Yale. It's at nighttime. Rory's still at the paper because her staff's all drunk and passed out. And Lorelai considers this a victory because now she won't be able to go out to dinner with Emily and Richard.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And then Christopher's now feeling sorry for himself again because he didn't get to participate in Rory's growing up, and Lorelai for some reason thinks he needs to console him and make him feel okay about that. Whatever. And then he's like, yeah, I have
I hope you're still with us. I promise. We're trying to do some sort of a dance jig in a minute. Because it's, get it. It's like, it's only okay.
And then they walk past the a cappella group singing Living on a Prayer. Which
oh my God, that sort of was amusing. I was like, oh, that perked me up. And I'm like, go Bon Jovi, who's all over the place right now. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. I was today years old when I finally found out the truth. That John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora did not have a fight. That just one night in the middle of the night, this is according to many interviews now with Bon Jovi, the band, Richie just didn't want to do it anymore.
Really?
Told them in the middle of the night. Tune into the documentary on Bon Jovi.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I always thought there was some sort of a falling out, dramatic. Nope.
Do you know what? Rich, you know what? Can I provide some insight here? I think it's hard for people that are highly creative to keep playing the same material over and over and over and over.
Or again. Being on the road. I think there's when you're.
I think like, if you have a family, it's and they all have families, it's tough to be on the road.
I agree. I want to go on the road.
Yeah.
Think about you when you go to do Sullivan's Crossing. Brutal.
So much so. It is brutal.
You live in that weird place in a town you don't know.
It's a nice place.
It's not your own bed.
Right. And you're alone.
You're all alone in that town that I forgot the name of it.
Halifax.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if you're going to be alone and away from your family, Halifax is not a bad
place. Look, if you're going to be alone away from your family, it's nice to have Chad Michael Murray there, but still. Yep.
I can call him anytime. He'll come down. Let me look at his hair. That is an outstanding.
He's a handsome devil. He's a
great dude.
He really is a super nice guy.
He is, actually.
But anyway.
Yeah, I know.
The road is tough, guys.
Is tough when you're over 30, which I am now.
Over 30. You are?
Daniel, be quiet, please.
How much is left
on this episode? I literally, this episode,
we need to just. We have three more scenes. Okay, so we're back at the Dragonfly. The sous chefs love Suki's ratatouille. And then Jackson shows up and he's talking about his stinky feet. Like, really, I could have done without that.
I could have done without that.
Need to know about that.
It's just. I don't want to. I agree. I was like, this is too much to bear. I don't. It's not funny. What's going on?
Like, they really couldn't have come up with any other dialogue for that scene. That was so randomly weird. And then that's where she won't let him eat the food and she puts it in the sink.
Right. And then I got uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then it's so lucky I ate 25 chocolate chips before we started this
episode. I really need to, because.
It's just like going on and on.
Yeah.
And nothing's bad, but nothing's good.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we see Luke coming home from his date. He's got to wake up Lane.
This was good. That was sort of cute.
Watching TV. And then he's like, I'm starved. I'm going to eat this pizza.
That was cute.
So yeah, it was cute little.
Is that the end?
No, second to last. I liked that scene, though. He's like April sitting on the couch next to him, and he kind of like gives her the little punch.
Yeah,
on her leg.
That was cute. I thought that was cute. I liked that. Yeah.
Behavior. You got to find the behavior.
Yeah.
There were some good, you know, dad, Luke in dad mode moments.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the Luke's Kirk thing was cute. Bennett.
She's not Susan. She's going to just be the coach for her.
Yeah.
And then finally, the final scene back at the freaking newsroom again. Christopher and Lorelai show up again.
I have no memory of this. Literally no memory.
I don't either.
Yeah, they came in with donuts and coffee, and Christopher apologizes to Rory for getting drunk and
blurry.
Again, she's like trying to make him feel better because that's what we do now, I guess.
Don't remember.
But now I did like this hook at the very end when Rory's like, well, I can't meet Richard and Emily for dinner, but I told them you guys were available. So I did think that was a little funny when they're like, oh crap, now we got to go eat dinner.
I literally don't have any memory of this.
You know, I wish they would have filmed a scene having dinner with Richard and Emily, because at least you get Richard and Emily.
Yeah, that could have been funny.
Daniel, were both of us asleep? Did you remember this?
Honestly,
it's hard to remember this. Yes.
And then they leave, like they make Lorelai put the donut down and they leave. And then Rory stands there smiling and then we fade to black.
Nothing. So. I have no, it's a blank. After the.
When she put that donut down, I don't remember it her doing it. You said when did
this
she
whole
put a donut
scene
down?
Is out
they
of
put
my
it down
because
they had walked in with that big tray that had the coffee cups in it.
Yeah.
And she just like put
the
either.
Donut on top of the coffee tray. Like she didn't even put it back in the box. It was weird.
I didn't lose any golf balls today.
You had me at donuts. I was just totally off on my own about. These donuts that I ate yesterday,
I love
we had an event in Napa and they have warm donuts at the place at Carnero's.
Oh,
mini warm donuts.
That
donuts
delicious.
Do not like me. They do not like me.
Are you allergic to donuts or
no.
You just will eat them two at a time.
Yeah. I can't control myself. I got to stay away from them.
Yeah.
I really love donuts.
Krispy Kreme are a bit too sugary for me. I like sort of a less sweet donut, a little bit. Not quite so too sugary.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah.
So is that going to wrap us up?
That is the end of the episode.
Rollicking.
I literally don't have a best line. I don't even have it.
Well, let's try. Let's try.
This is going to be my lowest score I think I've ever given.
Go ahead, Suzanne. Best line.
The best line. I can't even remember what the context was, but. Kirk said something about when you're watching Antiques Roadshow, you don't want someone tickling your arm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. The best scene in the whole thing was maybe the open.
I did just disagree. There was so much more to choose from. Danielle, what is your favorite line? Because there's so many to choose from.
I know. I mean, can I say the acapella group is saying Living on a Prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
Amy?
I want to read you a line from the Gilmore Girls companion book.
Okay.
The first truly awful episode in a long, long time. The double byline only seems to confirm the feelings that this script was completed during the shoot, with the actors waiting for some sort of direction while the writers banged it out. Mm-hmm. And that comes from the Gilmore Girls companion book.
That's a very astute observation.
Yeah, that really is.
Really is. I sort of feel the same way. Amy, what's your favorite line?
I just simply don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like that opening scene. Here's what I liked about this episode. The opening scene, clever. I thought we were in for a good, that mm-hmm. got me like, ooh. I do like everything with April at the apartment. I thought the diner stuff was a little forced. And I thought it was very sweet when Luke told Kirk, you know, do not mm-hmm. in any mm-hmm. way mm-hmm. break up with this girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Favorite line was when, what's the girl on the date? My date. What was her name?
Mia Cotet. I can't, Coach Susan.
Coach Susan. Susan Bennett? Coach Susan. She said psycho, and then she screamed psycho. But then Luke pops his head around and at the same time says something like popcorn. You know, you know what I mean? It was just one of these weird, funny.
I do have the speech. Listen, you pinhead. You should be kissing the ground that Lulu walks on. Why that sweet girl lets you within 100 miles of her is beyond me, but she does. You are the luckiest man on the planet. So you are the luckiest man on the planet to have a girl like that looking out for you and caring about you. And if you say so much as one unkind word to her, I will personally break every bone in your body. You got me? That was mm-hmm. a great speech.
That was good. And that's what made him call the coach, because
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Kirk was talking about, oh, right. you know, you haven't made. No one is waiting right. for you to come right. home. And
no one like, cares. Oh,
that's kind of
no
crappy. And that was no when he decided to call right, that, right. for that date.
All right. So what are we giving it, Danielle? Rate it. What's your measuring stick?
4 out of 10 Ratatouilles.
4 out of 10 Ratatouilles, Suzanne.
I'm going to give it, it was just right down the middle. I'm going to give it a 5 creme brulees.
Mm-hmm.
6 Zimpf name tags.
I think I'm going to split the baby and go 4.5
split the baby.
Name tags in the middle of the chest.
Yeah, good.
Whatever.
I've never been more excited for pop culture.
All right, that's gonna do it, everybody.
Oh, yeah, next week, French twist. And I believe someone has already sent us a note saying you are going to hate this episode.
Oh gosh. No.
Meaning
so
Scott.
That's gonna be season 7, episode 7, French Twist. We will see you next time. Love you guys. Thanks for downloading. Sorry we couldn't be more positive about this, but at least we had a good time.
Yeah.
Anyway, love you.
Wait, thanks, do it one more time.
What?
Nasal.
Oh, that?
Yeah, do it one more.
Listen, if you get stressed out by an episode or yeah. anything in life, here's some tips. Do this.
Not listening. But that's wait, why
I feel better already.
I think it had some kind of
a magical effect on this because we all had such a good time. Anyway, yeah.
Can I say one more thing?
Obviously,
you certainly may.
Sorry, yeah. I wanted to answer the question that we asked at the very, very beginning about the TV show or the film.
Oh,
that
thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, our intrepid Jackie found out they were watching The House on Haunted Hill from 1959, and the line is, "Of all my wives, you are the least agreeable, but still alive."
Okay, yeah. All right.
Some fans think that's intentional, and I probably agree. Bye-bye.
Let's bring the curtain down on this one. Stay safe, everyone. Danielle, knock it off. You're making too much racket over there. Anyway.
Should I say? Never mind.
Danielle's like, I'm just trying to stay awake over here.
This was a rough one for me. See you next time.
Bye, guys. Oh, God. follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.